systematically utilize statistical information to determine lineups and batter pitcher matchups. Information that he filled out and had filed on index cards to ensure that he would put Orioles players in the best position to succeed. In addition to his attention to detail, innovative focus upon statistical analysis, and seemingly innate ability to identify how a player could best help a ball club, Earl used old-fashioned baseball wisdom and forward-thinking organizational ideas that helped turn the Orioles into a dynasty. And perhaps one of the greatest memories that all O's fans share is the final day of the season in 1982, during the final of a four-game series in which the Orioles entered that series trailing the Milwaukee Brewers by 3 games. Now, earlier that year, you remember, Earl had announced he was retiring. It would be his final season as Orioles manager. The Orioles won the first 3 games to set up the winner-take-all final game. And unfortunately, as we know the history, the Brewers won the game, ending the Orioles season. But after the final out, the crowd stood and they cheered, and they cheered, and they cheered some more. And by some accounts, nearly 45 minutes or maybe an hour. And the fans didn't want to see Earl go. And it was the Orioles fans' way of telling Earl that they loved him. And it's clear from this turnout how much Earl meant to the Orioles organization, the city of Baltimore, and the state of Maryland, and how much we all love him still. Thank you, Earl. So, in conclusion, it's my pleasure to congratulate Earl, Mariana, and their entire family on this wonderful occasion, and I invite Earl to unveil this larger-than-life bronze sculpture that will forever stand at Oriole Park in recognition of Earl's accomplishments as one of the greatest managers in the history of Major League Baseball. He's a member of the Orioles Hall of Fame, the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, and the greatest and most beloved manager of Orioles fans everywhere. Thank you.
Thank you, Lou, very much. So now we get to see what it looks like as Earl joins Frank in Legends Park. Looks like you're looking up at an umpire. Fabulous, fabulous statue. And now there are 2 and 4 more to come in this great area out here becoming Legends Park. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to hear from our guest of honor, the man who led the Orioles to the World Series 4 different times, World Championship in 1970, 3-time Manager of the Year. He's an Orioles Hall of Famer. He has that green jacket. He's in the National Baseball Hall of Fame of Cooperstown. The greatest manager in the history of the Baltimore Orioles, number 4, Earl Weaver.
I really didn't think I was going to break up, but I might. I might. Just looking at that first row there and Donnie in the second row, how could I lose? You know, there's no way I could lose. 26 years since I last put on a Baltimore uniform. During that time, I made many a trip back here to Baltimore. And each time I came back, I was amazed how the fans remembered the past. And where did they get all their information? They all couldn't have been born sometime when these guys were at their prime. You know? So it was great to be remembered. It was always great to be asked for your autograph. You know, it would just couldn't help but wonder how these people all remember. And now, right now, standing there, you know, I'm going to be remembered. And it's hard, not, believe me. It's hard not to break up. But baseball's been my life. I signed out of high school at 17 years old. Mr. Angelos told you some of the places, just some of the places that I had been. 20 years in the minor leagues came next. 10 as a minor league player trying to reach the big leagues. I did get on the St. Louis Cardinal roster in 1952. Played some games in spring training with Musial and Slaughter and Shane Deist, other Hall of Famers. But at any rate, when they went north to St. Louis, they sent me south to Houston, which was a minor league club at the time. But anyway, in those days, there were 8 major league clubs in each league. 8 in the American League, 8 in the 8 in the National League. And in those days, there were, I don't know how many classifications, but I'll name them. DCBA, AA, AAA, and then you got to the big leagues. I played and managed in all classifications. Now, as a player, I played in West Frankfort, Illinois, St. Joe, Missouri, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Omaha, Denver, New Orleans, and Houston, which was a double-A team at the time. And as a manager, I managed in Fitzgerald, Georgia, Dublin, Georgia, Aberdeen, South Dakota, Appleton, Wisconsin, Elmira, New York, and Rochester. Now, all the way through that, you don't do things by yourself, and you learn something. It seemed like there was always somebody there to help me or to mentor me as we went on up and down the ladder, both as a player and as a manager. And for that, I don't want this to turn into an Academy Awards, but there's lots and lots of people to thank. And first, my wife, Mariana, for tending the house and making sure the tomatoes were watered and all of that crap. For my children, Michael, Rhonda, Terry, and Kim, who understood why their father couldn't be there for so many special occasions that were in their life. And I want to thank them for that very much. Next, I think, well, first,